Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're a junkie for the NFL, I mean, this is the best time of the year that doesn't involve actual games, I would think, because it feels like news is constantly happening. Free agents can't officially sign until 4 o'clock tomorrow as your deadline. Jeremy Fowler, though, reports that while Anthony Ciccolo did get a tender from the Steelers, $1.9 million, Eli Rogers did not, and he is now an unrestricted free agent. Craig, how will you remember the Eli Rogers era?
I won't. In about 2 years, I'll forget it happened.
Over under 70 catches in the two seasons he played for the Steelers.
Under.
66. Over under 750 yards.
Under.
743. Over under three and a half touchdowns.
Over.
Four touchdowns. Are you looking at his football reference page?
I'm not.
Man, I thought, honestly, that that was a guy that had a bright future here. I really did. And my big takeaway there is he just felt like somebody that was going to have, after that first season, man, 594 and three touchdowns, almost 50 catches. Ben targeted him a ton in 2016. He had 102 targets, and he caught 66 passes. And he even, and this is what I thought was most interesting about him, it seemed like Ben liked going to him, even though there were notable drops, I feel like, on the Eli Rogers docket. Like, this is a guy that was not fully reliable when it came to catching passes. And for Roethlisberger to still throw him the ball and look for him frequently when he had a little bit of a Butterfingers kind of vibe about him at times, I thought spoke a lot about how much confidence the quarterback actually had in him.
He came through in the playoffs for them, what, 2 years ago when they needed him. That's when I started to think, like, this guy could be somebody. Then last year was just a disaster for him.
Yeah, he had, you know, a couple decent playoff games. And then, yeah, last year, I mean, everyone had numbers in that game against Jacksonville because they were playing from behind the entire game. It's so hard to predict because they've hit on so many of these guys at almost any round. It's so hard to predict who's going to stick with the team and who's not going to kind of hack it. I mean, nobody knew for sure Antonio Brown would turn into anything close to what he's become or even thought he would, and he did. I would have bet you Eli Rogers was going to be pretty good, man. It looked like a good fit, a true, pure slot receiver, and now he's going to hit the market.
They probably don't have much room for him either with Juju now, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. Writing was on the wall there, too. No matter what happens with Martavis, it seems pretty obvious that the Steelers' plan for, what, the next 3 years, let's say, is that it's A.B. and Juju as the two guys. The one thing that leaves you without, I think, if Martavis isn't part of the plans, and I don't think anyone's assuming he's part of the long-term plans, who stretches the field vertically? A.B. is a guy that works underneath a ton. Is really dangerous anywhere, but not top-end speed. Juju, it became a joke that he scored a 97-yard touchdown because everyone talked about how slow he is. Kidding aside, you need somebody that takes the lid off the defense.
I think Juju was hoping that was going to be LeBron with his big push.
I love that he did that, man.
He
I
just
really
announced
do.
He's put an end to it.
Eli Rogers, Eric. Gone.
Well, maybe not.
But maybe. And with Juju, I think here, I start to wonder if there's room at the inn for Eli.
Remember, the guy's coming off a serious injury.
I understand that, but there was, like I said, I mean, his was also a case of a guy that I thought, yeah, if he doesn't get hurt, maybe this is totally different. But somebody will take a look at what he did and say that guy could play the slot for us. Because I just said to Craig, you have Rogers has some drops to his credit. Even in good times, he would drop the occasional pass, but Ben seemed to love throwing to him. Yeah. Looked for him a lot, seemed like he had a lot of confidence in him.
Did in a Jacksonville game until.
Right. I don't know. I'd be interested to see what the open market looks like for him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.